All right, good morning. We are Hilchot Shechita, Simen Chav Daled, Simen Asif Yudaled, finishing the halachas of the five psulei Shechita, which are again chazar over our shehiyah, hagrama, ikur, chalada, and drasa. Now, one mnemonic device that I thought of to remember the five things is the Rashi Tevis are Sha'a Chad. Shin Ayin Hey, Shehiyah, Ikur, Hagrama, Chad, Chalada, and Darsa. Double meaning, also Chad is sharp, Shehiyah, whatever, something that could help you remember the five different things. Anyway, kol elo ha-chalukim kishu vadai shlo naga beveshet. All these chalukim of the hagrama, whatever, is, you know, when he did not touch the veshet, because if you pogim the veshet, it's a treif. Elo bekone litzad mala, that's where you cut the kone towards the top. You're out of range of all the veshet. Afilu shachav al koshu chutz l'makom shchita. But the veshet, if you went out of bounds, bein letzamala, which we said we had, discussion of the torbits of veshet, where that is exactly in earlier simon, bein letzamata, also whether you're out of bounds towards the bottom, chayim bekone letzamata, or the kone closer to where it hits the reyes, so it's the lungs. Kodem gemar hechsher shchita. If you nicked it before shchita, will be shegamar kol hashar makom shchita. Even if you started the wrong, well, you quickly moved over, whatever. I raise the psula because nikivas makom elu b'mashehu. Because these nikivas, these are these treif, these are called treifa. And it goes ahead and it asers the animal even if you shecht it afterwards. The niglahatif bechot mikol makom ve'en l'shanos, and any again any hagrama the minig is to be every time. And this is also the shita of we're going to get into ikur in a second. Rashi holds, and it's important that Rashi holds that ikur is pegimas aveshet. Or pegima in the knife, which causes a pegima in the, it causes a hole in the veshet, a hole in the kone. So that's going to trace the animal up. It's going to be important in a couple minutes. So now we're getting into sif tesvav, ikur. So what's the last halacha? Ikur ketsa kegon shenekar hakone or veshet. If the kana or the veshet is pulled out of the bottom of the jaw, mealechi or mehabasar, not only from the where it sticks into the lechi, but also from the also where it's attached. And nishmat echad mehem o shneim kodem gemar shchita, or if one of them pulls out as he's trying to shecht, that's considered ikur. Aval im shachad echad ba'oif, if you shechted echad ba'oif or rubo, v'achach nishmar hasheni, and the other one popped out, shechasak sheira. Nishmar echad mehem, if one of them popped out, like pulled out, v'achach shachad es hasheni, but if it was nishma by a chicken, if it was nishma, one popped out and then you shechted, that's considered psula. Even though by an oaf you only need to be shecht one, but once one comes out, then that's considered, that's nekar, and that, because that already causes is considered ikur, because it's something violent to the to the animal. Even though you didn't cut it with a knife, wasn't done with a knife, but that's considered the whole ma'aser shechita, and that's pasul. Hagav, ava anu nogin lahatif kol ikur, doesn't make a difference before, after, anything part of the ma'aser shechita. If one of the simonim pulls out of the jaw, then that is ikur b'miyu kana b'miyu basa b'miyu kana b'miyu veshet. It doesn't make a difference. V'dafka la'achas shenishchat, But that's after Shechita v'Bechayev. However, if there was ikur b'chayev, that one of the pipes over there got pulled out of place, so the kosher, then the animal is kosher. El she'ein shechita ma'alos bo, but however, shechita doesn't help for it. Meaning you can't shecht it because you cannot shecht simanim shmutim. You can't shecht the simanim if they're not in place, because that would be either it says you can't do it properly, or you can't, or it's considered ikur. If you're even if it's already nishma and you're trying to shecht it, it's considered ikur. So therefore you can't do shechita. However, it's not a treifa. It doesn't go into hilchos treifas. And therefore, nafkamina le'in chelbo beitzim shelo shehem ksheiros. Nafkamina is b'chayav that you can have you can drink the milk or eat the eggs from the chicken, and they're kosher. And that it's the animal is not considered a treifa. Now the shach and all the other achshucha and chachos adam all say that lemaisa were machmir. Rav Poskim hold that it is considered a treifa. Since this whole it's a suffix, the Aruch Shulchan explains that since there's a Machlokas Rashi and the Bahag, what ikur is, Rashi holds ikur is a pgima in the sakim which tears a hole in the which will tear a hole in the simanim. The Bahag holds ikur is how the Shulchan paskins over here that it's nishma that the simen pops out of place. So that is, so we say that, okay, the pshat in the Ramah is that we're machmir for the Bahag and Rashi by Shechita, at least everyone's moda, but since that's only by Shechita, but by what Bechayav, then we're not necessarily machmir like the Bahag, but the Rav Poskim hold that Afal Pikin is still a Safek Daraisa, and therefore it's Aser and it's Treif. Tes Zayin, how the apostle be ikur, hainu kishener kar kulo. That, which is apostle, when we say ipsul ikur, that's when it's completely pulled out of the place. Well, in the shtayerbo, but if it's still attached, afilu mashu, if it's still attached even by the basar to the back of the mouth over there. Kosher, then it's still kosher. But who also shenisha who b'makom echad? That's only if it's attached, even if it's just a teeny little bit in one spot. However, v'im miut hanisha who medudel. But if that's really has to be actually attached, like you pull, you tug on it, and it's attached. Even not too hard, but b'akol panim it's attached. However, if that even that is stringy, and therefore it's attached, but it's movable. Shuma'at kan uma'at kan. You see, there's different strings attaching. It's not like a whole piece. Puzzle. Then that is puzzle. Shenikar hadavar shenekar b'koach. You see that that's a simon that the simonim were accidentally pulled out b'koach. Mashenisha mechubur chibur medudel hu. It's just a flimsy attachment. Havile ne'ekar kulo. The medudel is not considered attached. It's considered it's kilu. It's detached already because it's very loose. That's only if most of it is pulled out. About imlo nekar elamute. However, if it was ikur only on the part of the on a piece of the siman rubo kayim afal pisharov zehanisha hu medudel. That's only if there's a miyut, there's a little bit attached. However, if most of it's attached, but that attachment is mostly is flimsy, is flexible, whatever, it's a stringy. Hu medudel ma'at kan ma'at kan kosher. The only problem is if it's a miyut and it's medudel, so already that's not considered attached. However, if it's rove like that or all like that, then it's still a bit attached, and even if it's moving around, that's okay. Sif Yud Zayim. Shachat echad meha simanim nimsa asheni shamot. If you shechted one of the simanim and you find that the second The second, the simin is pulled out of place. The ein yadua im kodem shchita nishmat. Oh, acha shchita reizu psula. Because there's a din that if it's shamut michayim, so then it's not a problem of ikur. It's not a psul shchita. It might be a shayla of treifus, but the lemaisa is that it's not considered ikur that would pasul. That would possible shechita. However, if it's a suffik, then we don't know a suffik nevela, and we're machmer agav afilu zaraka oif miyado. Even if right away the conveyor belt throws the chicken to a big vat, velo aminan, we still say it's a suffik and it's possible. We don't toile because there's a cheskasisser over here. We're not toile that it happened afterwards because we don't know for sure. We don't say, we don't do a tliya as something where there's a cheska sister. We need a vaday mater or something about something. But until we have that clear mater, then we're not gonna start being toiler or anything like that. However, they ask a shoychet and he says it happened before. So then he is. He has neman to say. He has nemanus to say that. Okay, yud ches. Nintza has simin hashachot shamut. After the shechita, he finds that the simin is shamut. It's pulled out of place. Im kishashachot tafas hasimanim. If the Sheikhet knows that when he did Shechita, he was holding the Simanim biyado, or based on Shechita, he was clenching it from behind the neck, keeping things steady by pulling the skin from the other side. He knows that one, because of how hard he was pulling it or whatever, that one of the Simanim went under the, like moved around and went under the skin. Arezu psula. Then we say it's puzzle, because since he was holding it, we say that and it moved. So that we say, okay, there's a good chance over here that he accidentally ripped one of the simanim out of place, and therefore it's a suffik nevela. Vimlav, however, if he wasn't holding it and he just shechted it. Mutter, because we have no reason to assume why would it go out of place? But mutter are they bedika? However, it's only mutter are they bedika? Sheyavi behema.
He was squeezing the skin on the back of the neck.
Yeah.
He felt the tanah of the vesha move.
Yeah. Yeah.
But without a feeling that it moved,
there's no reason. However, but it says are they bedika. However, though, this is only mutar de bedika. What's the bedika? Shiyavi behema v'yishchad a simin, that you take a behema, you cut and you shecht one simin, v'yachakach ya'akrenu, and then you pull that simin out. Im doimais shtei ashchito zilazu kshera. If this is how an animal which was shechted and then. And then ripped out of place. Look, so then Gvaldik. I mean, I don't know if nowadays whether you could use a photograph to go ahead and to prove that. You know, they should do it once, take a photograph. I don't know. That would be interesting. I mean, but nice if we don't. Lemaisa any suffix we trace up anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. This is more theoretical. However, there's more blood, or it's redder in the second one, psula, because. You see that there was a proper shechita, and if you shecht it properly, there's more blood. Ikor, there's not going to be blood. There's not going to be so much blood because you're not hitting the veins and the arteries and everything like that. Even though you don't have to, but it's normal for blood or even if you have this capillary or whatever, some blood comes out. But ikor, there's not necessarily blood. So therefore, if you check the other one and it's more bloody, then you see this one was shown before. We don't really know. We're not bekeem in these types of things. So therefore, we aser. If it's a suffix, we aser it. You test. Shachat ha'oif kedarko, if you shechted bird, chicken, kedarko, behechsher, you shechted it, you know, behechsher, v'acharkach gomer ha'shchita, matzah tabas. Oh, and one other interesting, the kudah, the place we talk about in Sif Yud Ches about, we'll see in Chaf, we'll talk about in Chaf, whatever. Shachar ha'oif kedarko, right, you shechted the chicken normally, behechshir, v'achar gomar ha'shchita matzah tabas, me'agar geres shalim al ha'sakin kosher. You find, again, there's rings, we saw there's rings along the kana, rings of cartilage, and if you go ahead and if you, I guess if you get pulled apart, then you can get a whole ring to come off. So therefore, if after you shecht, you find that your shechita knife has a nice ring on it, you know, very pretty, then it's still kosher. We don't say that it was ikur, because we say that maybe when he was shechting it, the thing rolled around a little bit, and somehow or other it sliced off the tabat, instead of, not that it was, you know, pulled out of, like ripped out of place, but it could be it rolled around a bit, and it sliced it in a circle, and it came off. The gav yesh matrifim bezet, again, everything we know sveikus, everything we, those who say it's also trey v'chein ikur, we don't play around, we're not such bekeem in these types of things, so therefore we ask Rav Ein l'shanois, and we don't, and it doesn't, and we're not gonna, we don't, not makel. And even if we don't find it on the knife, the Shach said, brings the poskim, even if we, afterwards we find a tabas on the ground, after he shechts, we find like a piece of the kana on the ground, you know, whatever, we're gonna say it's treif because it's possible that it happened, like he accidentally pulled it too hard and the piece came off or whatever, so therefore we're gonna treif that up as well. However, the Shrus Yanka, the Chishuva says that if it's still attached, it's hanging off. So then, right there, we could be mako. However, again, a lot of these shilas where there's room to be mako nowadays in the shlachtos, you know, in the base of shchita, they if it's let's say definitely a chutzar, it's they just, you know, it could be that the owners of, if it's a goyish own, so they, you know, they, there's a deal already, they just take it, and there's not a lot of hefsid involved, so therefore, you know, there's no reason to be for coolers over here. Chaf, ha-sheichet tarnagol, if you're shechting a chicken, tzarech lizar, she-yitchuk, you have to be careful, she-yitchuk ragol bakarka, you have to be sure that when you do it, you hold his legs down hard onto the floor, or yagbeno, you hold it up, because the problem is shlo yinaitz raglo bakarka, that okay shlo yakor simanin, because chickens, when you're trying to shecht them, they have strong legs, and therefore they'll kick down on the floor trying to escape, and it's gonna move the chicken around, and you're gonna end up pulling out the, you know, being okay the simanim accidentally, you won't get a good grip because it's going to suddenly, you know, kick off. So therefore, you have to be sure that either you hold it down tightly or you hold it up in the air. That's why in the factories they hang the chickens upside down, that's up in the air. It's also easier, but Baruch Hu is also a kind of din that the minig is to hold it up. And hold it upside down like this, so therefore it doesn't. You won't come to that. There's a discussion about the turkeys. Turkeys are you know, speaking to Sheikhid. Turkeys supposedly are very, very, very strong animal, strong birds, extremely strong. A kick from a turkey can like break a leg. So they're very strong birds. So in order to go ahead and to shecht them is quite. They're very strong, so the amount of trefas are very, very few. Like, always, they're very clean when it comes to treifas, but the shechita is difficult because you have to, you need a few people to hold the turkey down so this doesn't happen, that it doesn't move when you're, you know, and that holding a turkey up doesn't exactly work because it's a very large bird. I mean, most of the turkeys that are shechted, I think, are baby turkeys. But a full-size turkey, you know, is complicated. So they pull the head, the neck back, whatever. They need a few people to do it. Someone told me he was learning shechita, so he said he knew someone who said he could do it. He'll shecht a turkey by himself, the, you know, small guy. So he jumped on the back of the turkey. I don't know if he was riding the turkey, I can't answer you. He jumped to the back of the turkey, pulled the head back, and shechted it. But al kofanim,
he was sitting on it.
Yeah. So, al kofanim, turkeys are more complex. Even in the place you can talk about the tarangol indik, which is the turkey, there's some different complexities. Al-Kopanim, it's fine, just they have to be sure that it doesn't move around because it could be a shayla of ikur. I think that we'll stop here at the center.